This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. AI trust rises while media grows skeptical. Why it matters. When the public believes AI more than the press does, someone has a messaging problem. What happened? A new report from Karma reveals a striking split in how artificial intelligence is being perceived. Public trust in AI climbed to 30%, while media coverage of the same technology has grown noticeably more skeptical. The two lines are moving in opposite directions. That gap is not an accident, and it is not a coincidence. It is a communication failure hiding in plain sight. The communication angle. Here is the question this data forces us to ask when the public and the media land in completely different places on the same subject. Who's doing the better job of communicating? The answer is uncomfortable. Right now, AI companies are winning the public trust battle not because they are being more transparent, but because they are being more direct. They're speaking to ordinary people in plain language about things those people actually care about: productivity, convenience, time saved. The media, by contrast, has shifted into a mode of institutional skepticism. That is a legitimate editorial posture. But skepticism without specificity reads as alarm. And alarm without a clear target pushes people away rather than pulling them in. This is a classic asymmetry in persuasion. One side is speaking to the audience's daily experience. The other is speaking to structural risks that are real, but abstract. Abstract always loses to concrete. Always. If you want people to care about accountability gaps in AI systems, you cannot lead with a policy argument. You have to lead with a story about a specific person who got hurt by a specific decision made by a specific machine. The feeling comes first. The argument comes second. What AI companies have done well is control the frame. They positioned themselves as tools for the individual before critics could position them as threats to society. Once a frame is set, it is brutally hard to dislodge. Journalists and watchdog organizations are now in the harder position trying to reframe something people have already decided they like. That requires a completely different strategy than simply publishing more skeptical coverage. The fix is not for the media to soften its tone. The fix is to get more specific, faster. Name the company. Name the decision. Show the person affected. Broad skepticism about AI as a category gives the public nothing to hold onto. Targeted, evidence-based criticism of a specific system or practice gives people a real reason to update their thinking. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing and first impressions gives you a framework for understanding why the first credible voice to define a subject owns the conversation and what it actually takes to reclaim the ground once you've lost it. If you're in communications, journalism, or advocacy, that chapter is the one you read before your next campaign brief. Not after. The takeaway. The next time you need to shift someone's opinion on something they already feel good about, do not argue with their feeling. Name one specific, concrete example of where that thing went wrong, and tell it as a story with a real person at the center. One example lands harder than 10 statistics. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use. Whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.